have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hey, Frank, how's it going? Frank's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. It's all about empowerment. That's what we like to do here. We had a great show. Frank, can you hear me okay? I guess he can hear me. Hey, send up a smoke signal if you can hear me, Frank. Yep, okay, great. We got a great show. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about hacking the human body. Yeah, technology is there, and we want to make you aware, hopefully spare you from any undue nonsense there. Hey, I just made a rhyme. All right, we got a great show. Before we get to all that great stuff, including our quack report, we're gonna do a devotional. That's what we're going to do. Big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting the nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And you know, every day, Frank, when I do this show, I ask the Lord to help me to bless and uplift his name, and speak the Lord's truth. So today's devotional puts us in Psalms 103. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Boy, is that not grace? Is that not just, you know, tender mercies and loving kindness right there? And if you want some of that, you need to seek the Lord's face and mind the time to grow short, because he is the way. He's the only way. And he'll be here soon, and you don't want to be left holding the bag, as they say. So open that Bible and seek his face. He'll answer you. You seek him, he's there. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. First up in the human, the human genomes first up here in the Quack Report. This is after 20 years, scientists have, guess what, Frank, successfully mapped and completed the human genome, they say. Yeah, researchers say it contains over 6 billion letters of DNA. I guess only a computer program could have figured that out, right? Artificial intelligence, is that right? They say in the future, when someone has their genome sequenced, we will all be able to identify the variants in the DNA and use that information to better guide us in healthcare, says the lead author of this research, Adam Phillippe from the University of Maryland. I don't know. I don't know if I believe this. Do you believe this, Frank? Yeah, 6 billion letters, just like, you know, the Earth was made 6 billion years ago, as science likes to say. No, I do not. Frank doesn't believe it either. Okay, Frank. High five, Frank. Oh, by the way, I got another call today that says, is Frank real? He doesn't say anything. Can you say something like just come on the air and say hello to let them know I'm just not talking to myself? Can you just say howdy? Don't give me this stuff. I'm too shy. Don't be saying that. He says, no, Frank's not real. Be that way, Frank. Okay. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, Yale Law School professor sounds the alarm. He says the rule of law is collapsing in the United States. Oh, I saw that a decade, 20 years ago, maybe longer than that. According to this report, where graduates go from law school, then into practice, and later to sit on state and federal benches as judges and become elected to state and federal offices. This is a sad state of affairs, according to law professor Kate Stith, who says law schools are in crisis. The truth doesn't matter much, and the game is to signal one's virtue. So one corporate lawyer in Virginia who spoke at the Siberium announcement on the condition of autonomy out of fear, of course, of his job, he agreed that today in law school, it's generally interpreted as attitudes and beliefs of those in power, and it takes the popular view. So put it another way. He put it this way, once you depart from the idea that we're all people under the law, it really matters who is in power. And that starts to feel like the rule of man, not the rule of law. That's hugely corrosive, end of quote. Well, Frank, I know you got something to say about that. Here he is, mob rule, the law school. Yep. Well, you know, this is what, you know, the days of sorrow are. From scripture, you know, they come on a woman like in travail of the labor pains, and they just get worse and worse and worse. So what you got is people that basically aren't saved move into reprobate minds, and they don't know the difference between right and wrong. They just don't have a clue. They don't know what a woman is, and she's a woman, and she don't know what it is. Well, she does, but she doesn't want to say it, and then she backtracks, and she's going to be on the Supreme Court. Seriously. Right. This is what the problem is. You know, we've got a serious situation, and when God takes his hand away, that's what happens. Right. Do you have something else to add, Frank, before we move on to our major segment of the show? They know right and wrong. They simply choose evil. Well, that's a possibility, too. But, you know, reprobate minds don't know. they kind of have their conscience severed, and they don't have that connection to God. And that's where all your right and wrong discernment comes from. So, ta-da. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All righty. I'm jumping in. Yes, yes. Hang on. Hang on to your Star Trek. Hang on to your Superman cape or whatever it is you want to hang on to. We're going to talk about hacking the human body. Because that's what the elite want to do. And the nanotechnology is the vehicle. So the nanotechnology field, basically, I'm losing my instruments here, Frank. Someone absconded, oh, there it is. I was going to say, someone absconded with my pen. I see something I want to change later, so I'm going to circle it. There you go. So here we are, the field of technology and nanotech. It's changing pretty fast. You know, to some people, it's a blur. And it's changing and developing all without, you know, a lot of regulations that hold anybody accountable for anything. So medical science will announce often new breakthrough in devices that are so small, they're invisible to the naked eye, and they get injected into the human body. Yeah. So these little machines, these tiny, tiny machines, nanoparticles, they're supposed to cure the epidemic of diseases of mankind and be far less expensive. That's what the promotion is. And we've been told that many of these prototypes are biodegradable, and they're just going to dissolve when their mission is completed. Don't worry about it. But what if that isn't the case? How would a patient know if the tiny machines floating around their blood system like a drone is in fact gone? Well, patients wouldn't know, and neither would their doctors. Think about this. Cyber technology inside of you, if you let it. Okay, so the cyber technology magazine called Signal announced August of 2018 that the human body was the next conquest to hack. So they reported that hacking humans will happen, and it will be considered a cyber threat. So medical nanotech injected into the human body really are electronic devices or implants, and the technology on such devices are now more sophisticated, making them more vulnerable. So the single function devices like a pacemaker or an insulin pump are the most vulnerable, according to the tech experts. Let me read some quotes from the Signal magazine article. They say security flaws in medical nanotechnologies could be very deadly, end of quote. Oh, Frank's weighing in. What is it, Frank? These mad scientists have lied about everything so far. Why would they be telling the truth about this thing good for your health? Well, this is true. It's hard. You have to have the Holy Spirit with you to discern these things these days. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to get the Holy Spirit, and that you do that by confessing Jesus is Lord over your life. And that's what you do. So Johnson & Johnson said this, and it wound up in the Signal article, August 2018. They say insulin pumps could be hacked, end of quote. Here is an expert, Gregory Carpenter. He's a certified information security manager and former military intelligence and cyber expert with the U.S. Army and the National Security Agency. And he says, as new nanoparticles come out, you'll see autonomous processors and nanoparticles, which will be in contact with the client or the patient. And then a laptop, a desktop, a tablet that is going to be run by a server. So he says there's always a link, and you can hack it and you can own it. You hack it, you own it, he says. Do you think that way, Frank? If you hack something, hey, it's a mine. So, you know, think about the website owners that, you know, get hacked, or the banks that get hacked, and then they're kind of threatened and they have to pay, you know, money to get unhacked, kind of thing. Could that happen on a personal level, do you think? What did you say? Oh, Frank says, stole it fair and square. Well, you know, it's sort of out there. I guess if you're out in the cloud, the internet, the ethernet, or whatever you want to call that, I guess if you don't have security with you out there in the cloud, I guess you're vulnerable to be taken over. Sort of like a town without a wall or a gate or a nation without a military, right? Well, here's a quote now from Michael DeCasre, CEO of Forescout Technologies, who says, if I have some tiny computer put into my body, who's to say it couldn't be kept there and at some point do something more harmful? On the other hand, he says, you see this incredible wave of innovation, and some biotech companies now believe that within a few years, you can go in if you're sick and you can get a pill custom designed for your own DNA, and then your problem is gone. So, well, that's what people will be told. Right? Kind of like the Trojan horse. Right? All right, well, look at the nanosystem medicine. Let's look at it a minute. Because modern medicine is evolving into nanosystem medicines that will be implanted into humans, and patients will be sold on this pitch that such technology will cure them and help them heal faster while saving them tons of money. So tiny machines the size of small particles, either alone or in colonies of nanomachines, will perform countless jobs inside the body, and patients may not be aware that such devices are electronics that are hackable. Here's a quote from, again, from Gregory Carpenter. He says, none of this technology in medicine is being protected with sufficient security. He says, none of it. Zero. He says, biomechanical security is the last thing being thought about at any high level, end of quote. Well, once they put it in you, what do they care, I guess? Right, Frank? Controlled by medicine. Possibly controlled by medicine? I don't know. According to cyber expert Gregory Carpenter, nanoparticle devices are autonomous processors which are in contact with the patient. A laptop, like I said, a desktop, a computer, a tablet can hack it. Anything that is hacked is owned by the hacker. Put another way, in a nanoparticle, you're not dealing with a machine that is getting more powerful. You're dealing with smaller versions of computerized machines. And if you have some tiny computer put into the body, who is to say it couldn't be kept there at some point in time, do something more harmful? So this is true. It can be designed to do something more harmful. And I'm just saying, we need to mind our P's and Q's and do our homework. Here's another quote from Michael DeScari. There is a dark side to this. If in the wrong hands, the unthinkable could happen. In 2018, we say just as many new devices came online in 1 year and then in the last 20 years of internet technology. That's how fast it's occurring. And he says, for every device that comes online, there is a bad way about how it could be and exploited. So, double-edged sword. And the other thing we have to remember is, you know, we have electricity inside our bodies that these little machines can tap into. They don't need batteries. We're the battery. Gregory Carpenter reminds us that the human body is electronically charged at the subatomic level. The human body is chemically and electronically charged on a molecule level. So nanotechnology, when it's introduced to the body, can exploit the following human systems: nervous system, endocrine or hormonal system, immune system, cardiovascular system. Does this ring a bell with anything here, Frank? Nanotech, right? Well, I mean, the COVID shot comes to mind. What did you say, Frank? This was the basis for the movie The Matrix, Yeah, electronic part anyway. Mm-hmm. That was a creepy thing when I saw it the first time. I was just like all creeped out. My creep factor was on.
Ooh.
You know, I can take some of that stuff. It's, it was just too bizarre, and I don't know. Ugh. I don't even want to go there. Now, consider this. If nanotech releases, let's say, artificial cells into your body, and you didn't know it was going to do that, these cells can interfere or overwrite your organic cells and how they function. So nanoparticles can self-assemble, store data, and would not need any memory devices. So to see how dangerous this form of medicine is to humans, Carpenter states, once inside the body and assembled, these nanotech cells could be programmed to go in any direction, affect peripheral nerves in your limbs, you know, like you can't walk. Or you can't move your arms, your fingers. Or how about, he says, block neurotransmitters, where you feel like your brain's short-circuiting. Delay molecule-cell communication and influence your vision. Shut the lights off. Right? While you're driving a car, possibly. Man, these are assassin tools. When I think of this stuff, it could just turn you off in a skinny minute. Nanotech in the body is hackable. Here's a quote from Gregory Carpenter once again. He said, all you have to do to manipulate the nanoparticles in the body like any hacker on a server, get within a distance of the client that controls the nanotech, and you can take it over. I guess that's true, right? You have to be within range, Frank. What is the range? The article didn't say. Do you have any idea what the range is? Is it like, you know, 30 feet? You have to be like 30 feet of the patients. 30 feet. I'm right? You're saying I'm right? 30 feet. Oh. Whoa. I mean, you could be like, I don't know, at an event, like a concert. Or a soccer game. And you can hack somebody there. Right? With your little tablet? Your smartphone? Possibly? I don't know. It's just mind-blowing. You know? Here's the thing. We brought up the COVID thing, right? The COVID thing. Well, lipid nanotech is in the vaccines. So lipid nanoparticles are often included in your vaccines, like your RNA vaccines. Therefore, the vaccine vehicle can be a prepping device for more medical devices inside the body to offer more control over it. Ugh. So they can put these little machines inside your vaccine, and they're in there. Well, didn't the coroner's report say they find some strange things looking in the blood system, in the tissues. They're just, this is not a vaccine. Oh, thank you, Frank. Correction 101. Yeah, I know. It's a serum. It's not there to protect you from anything. True. But people know it as a vaccine. So just, you know. But, you know, just, you know, these coroners are being told to shut up, not to let anybody know what they find. They're finding some bizarre stuff under the microscope in these people's blood and tissues and organs. It's scary what they're finding. Spiky little foreign-looking things. One German doctor said he had it on the slide, and it was like it was self-aware. It tried to move away, so he didn't want to be seen under the microscope. It was self-aware. I don't know. Do you see demonic activity in all this, Frank? Anyway, I know this is kind of out there. It's almost like, you know, this is our Star Trek episode almost. But you know, this is what's being reported in the nanotech world. So you want to be aware and you want to be prepared, because as we move into this era of high advancement. In this area, moving very quickly, that really the oversight is kind of left behind. You know, it could take years for legislators and Congress to even put laws into place to protect patients from nanotech abuse. So keep your body healthy, keep your organs healthy. So eat organic foods, use your medicinal organic herbs, and you can avoid the need for a lot of this risky treatment stuff. Right? Because eventually that's the only thing they're going to offer you in the medical world is this kind of stuff. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog, and you'll learn how you can remove toxins to preserve the organs, boost your immune system, strengthen your metabolic functions. You're going to be powerful. And this isn't anybody's power but God's, because he promised this in his holy scripture that's the living word of God that never goes away, never dies. He said, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie, see? So I tap into that power. That's the supernatural power that God only gets the credit for. Apothecary Herbs doesn't take the credit. We're just the middleman, you know, providing information and product. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out online, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call and request the catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Been getting some calls from Canada lately, Frank. People are listening. Yeah, this is where your healthcare options became, endless, because it's God's promise, God's power, God's herbs, God's chemistry, and you can't go wrong with anything God made. You can't. It's total blessings all the way around. And God gets the credit every day, all the time. So lift up your hands and praise the Lord and give him thanks for the escape hatch. Door number two. Well, God does open doors. No man can open. Yes, he does. If you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, I encourage you to sign up for their free online newsletters. There's two of them, Health Quest and American Survival, where you'll get really nice natural health news in there that will encourage and help you and protect you. So, and it's all awesome. It's free stuff. So all you need is an email address, and it's delivered to you each week. So thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters and sign up today. All right, we got a lot more coming. We got to take a little break, but on the other side, we're going to be talking about your blood vessels and what risks are you really exposed to using antibiotics? What risks are you in for? Now, it's not just having candida problems. We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break, so we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Nice and bouncy. Oh, Frank knows I like bouncy music. Yes, yes. All right, we're going to talk about antibiotics here. What may be problems that you can attain from using an antibiotic treatment? You know, additional risk, I guess, is the other way of putting it. We're very familiar. Everybody, I think, that's ever had an antibiotic may have had a little digestive imbalance, if you're a female, a yeast infection for sure. So a lot of times using antibiotics like that do offer those, quote, side effects. They do supposedly cancel out infections. Okay, so that's what we're told. But at a price. Okay, so research in the Finland area, 2019, said that certain oral antibiotics can put patients at risk at neurological disease. Wow. So, but it may not just be antibiotics that put people at neurological risk. So we're going to check this out. What is Parkinson's? Well, Parkinson's is a neurological movement disorder that involves muscle tremors, slower movements, stiff muscles, balance problems, and unsteady walk. So modern medicine says there's really no cure for this. And many cases involving neurological conditions is blamed on your genetics. It's all your fault. So how would a patient or a family member really know any better if they were told that? Well, with regard to some of the neurological diseases, there are increasing reports that refer to conditions being a reaction between genetics and things like vaccines even. So as vaccines have really the capacity to change your DNA. Here's a quote from Edge Research Group. They said, one of the indicators that vaccines may in fact be changing the genetic structure of humans became evident in September 1971 when scientists at the University of Geneva discovered that biological substances entering directly into the bloodstream through inoculation becomes part of the human genetic structure. So if they're genetically altering diseases, putting nanotechnology in there, they're altering mankind like no other. Right, Frank? Here is Dr. Robert Simpson at Rutgers University. This was the American Cancer Society seminar of 1976. He said, persistence of long-term viruses and foreign proteins in vaccines has a unique and direct link to chronic and degenerative disease. So he knew vaccines seed the body with disease. And that's what I heard from Dr. Anthony Norris back in the 90s, right directly from the horse's mouth. And he used to be the FDA director in the 70s. Yeah, chief virologist at the FDA. History is, covered up, kind of. German scientist Zinchenko, along with his colleagues, reported in October, on October 22nd, 1967. I was just a wee babe at that time. I was 6 years old. This wound up in the British Medical Journal that the neurological diseases of multiple sclerosis were created when medical science used vaccines containing smallpox, typhoid, tetanus, polio, tuberculosis, and diphtheria. So your DPT, for instance. Mm-hmm. In 1965, Zinchenko reported 12 cases of multiple sclerosis which directly followed anti-rabies vaccinations. And many of these vaccines used animal parts, and the first animal vaccines came to the United States in 1870. Dr. Chereau knew that vaccines were creating epidemics of disease in children. However, the medical establishment was bent on blaming the condition on hereditary or the environment. So they were blaming it on your genetics, or it was something you were exposed to. So the vaccines cause lesions on the brain, causing inflammation and encephalitis. And this affects neurological function, and the person can have tics or behavioral disturbances. So it is the RNA, DNA, and vaccines that is affecting human DNA and creating these types of disorders, but science refuses to admit the vaccines are creating these changes in the human genome. And they refuse to see that the vaccines are creating a domino effect. With each generation, the genetic codes are further degraded, and the diseases are more prevalent, embedded in the gene code and passed on. Technically, it can be inherited, but it all started with vaccines as the culprit. The pit of hell is what it is. Can I just say that, Frank? Yep. Changing, just undermining God's creation because, mankind is, the image of God. And so the devil doesn't like that. So patients are pretty much told lies. Yeah. Vaccines have been part of this huge long-term eugenics program. And vaccines are changing the DNA and the human genetic code and how cells react to disease. Now, vaccines are the plagues. Okay, so if you look in the Bible, in the Old Testament, where Moses is giving his kind of farewell speech to, Israel, saying, hey, you got the rule book, you got the law, you got the Ten Commandments, you adhere to all that, you're going to be blessed. And he lists all the blessings. But if you don't, you're going to have all the cursings. And he lists all the curses. And in the curses is where he says you're afraid of the plagues of Egypt. But, if you disobey, you're going to have that plus all the diseases not written of in this book. Ebola is not in there. HIV isn't in there. COVID isn't in there in the Bible. So the diseases that are not written of in this book. So when a nation like America goes and it kills the image of God, and you know what I'm talking about, well, you're going to have not the blessings, you're going to have the curses. So, we're going to look up here at these antibiotics. This is University Hospital Helsinki, Finland. And they repeated a high exposure oral antibiotic test. And they said it increases your patient risk of Parkinson's disease. So antibiotics, especially if you get a lot of them, you know, repeat courses, long-term course of antibiotics, it increases your risk of diseases like Parkinson's. So the antibodies that produce the higher risks are your broad-spectrum antibiotics. So the antibiotics that do that, not antibodies, your antibiotics that do that are going to be the broad-spectrum antibiotics for bacterial infections or even fungus. Most patients and physicians are not going to make this connection between the onset of Parkinson's disease and the antibiotic treatment because it takes a while for the disease to manifest, probably 10 or 15 years. So how does the antibiotic actually cause this Parkinson's disease? Well, it's connected to the disruption in the gut flora, changing the micro ecosystem. Here is a quote from Philip Scherperjan, MD, Department of Neurology in Helsinki. He says, the link between antibiotic exposure and Parkinson's disease fits the current view that in a significant portion of patients with pathology of Parkinson's originating in the gut years before the onset of the symptom, all Parkinson's patients have abnormal bacterial compositions in their digestive tract. They have constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammation of the bowel, and are all associated with Parkinson's disease. Exposure to antibiotics have shown to cause these changes, increasing this risk. Well, and then let's look at the Finn study for a minute, because according to that study in Finland, they investigated what is called case-controlled studies using data from their national registry, and they compared antibiotic exposure between the years of 1998 and 2014. It involved about 13,900 patients who did eventually develop Parkinson's disease. And they compared this group to over 40,000 non-affected patients who matched age, sex, and location. So the antibiotic exposure was looked, it involved 1 to 5, 5 to 10, and 10 to 15 year segments based on antibiotic purchases. And the antibiotics were also categorized according to the chemical profile. The results showed that the type of antibiotics that offered the greatest risk were your antimicrobial antibiotics, which have a drug combination of penicillin and a bacteria inhibitor drug like amoxicillin or tetracycline. These offered the highest risk of Parkinson's disease if taken over a 10 or 15 year period. The sulfa antibiotics also, if you take them over a 1 to 5 year period, and then the UTI, like your UTI pneumonia, diarrhea type antibiotics, if you take them for 1 to 5 year, over a 1 to 5 year period, and your antifungal drug, same thing, 1 to 5 year period. Here is a quote from Dr. Philippe, who says, our findings suggest that some commonly used antibiotics, which are known to strongly influence the gut microbiome, could be the predisposing factor to your Parkinson's disease, he says. So in other words, the use of certain types of antibiotics used repeatedly can produce a drug-induced neurological disease. But since it takes many years to manifest, the average health professional won't make this connection or warn patients about the possibility of developing Parkinson's later. Dr. Philippe continues, he says, this discovery should have implications for antibiotic prescription practices in the future. In addition to the serious problem of antibiotic resistance, we need to take into account the potential of long-lasting effects on the gut microbiome and the development of serious diseases it can cause, end of quote. Well, It all started in the mid-30s and early 40s with, you know, antibiotics, which was, you know, penicillin. And we tend to forget antibiotic means against life. So in the 40s, the antibiotic movement began and spread rapidly with overprescribing. And science may not have had any idea of what their drugs would be doing long-term because drug companies never test drugs long-term. And the Finland study looked for associated keys to the particular condition. What might they find if they looked at any drug-associated keys for things like cancer or heart disease? Drug companies don't want to know that, so they usually don't test for that. So this research should give everyone pause when any drug therapy is recommended to them, because science does not know everything about the drugs they're using to treat patients with. And perhaps that is why they're called wonder drugs. I wonder what it'll give me. Well, you know, there's some herbs that are antibacterial, but they don't offer this problem. Seriously. Science isn't the only one with the antibacterial medicine. God has provided herbs that help the body's immune system to fight bacterial infections for sure. The garlic, as Frank is the garlic man over there, he knows that it's a very broad spectrum antibacterial herb, offers a lot of benefit. Golden seal's another one and offers a lot of antibacterial protection from infection. I like to put those two together. You can use both of them. And you can use immune-boosting herbs with them as well. They have very strong responses. And, you know, when I look at some of the research for medicine, when they kind of try to break down these herbs to see if they can make drugs out of them, they're kind of perplexed by how sophisticated garlic is. It's so sophisticated. It has so many alkaloids, chemical derivatives, they haven't been able to identify the one they need. They just don't. They just don't know. They just don't know which one to use, so they can't make a drug, see? God's little secrets. And so you got herbs there that can treat and infections, and you don't have to really even look at an antibiotic if you don't want to. Doctors start to combine a lot of various antibiotics together in a lot of off-label cocktail drugs, which really aren't approved by the FDA, usually in a desperate attempt to save a patient from an infection they're not able to stop. Instead, what they tend to do is create a cytokine storm, which damages the immune system's ability to control inflammation. But they blame it on the infection, see? That's what they do. So it's not the immune system that's gone crazy or genetics that has caused that. It's the drug treatment. But you've got options. Just don't forget that. You know, God's here for the service. He's given us herbs for the service of man and healing of the nations. And don't be afraid to use them. People will say, well, I don't know where to start. Well, you didn't know where to start as a kid when you had to dress yourself or bathe yourself, or groom yourself, but you learned. Now it's so easy. Same thing. You can learn how to do it. You just take a step at a time. You start small and go from there. You'll get confident and you'll say, okay, what's next? And when you can get rid of bronchitis and pneumonia and dermatitis, and digestive problems, vision problems, you name it, you're going to be more powerful than you ever thought you could be in the right area, right? And being blessed without side effects or toxicity. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and get a catalog. It's a catalog that you'll want to keep handy on your bookshelf, okay? If you want a little bit more information, you definitely also want to get their PDF, Kindle or iPad download of the Power Herbs book. It's a 400-page book. It's just $14.99, and that will get your feet wet, too. You'll learn how to make your own tinctures in that book. Yep. So you'll learn how to cleanse organs and do it the right way for the best results. So, you know, you can have a tool, but you need the information to use the tool. Otherwise, it's like a kite with no wind. See? So, two things go together there. So, that's what Apotheca Herbs is bent on, educating their customer. They make the tools, but they also give you the information. So, don't be afraid. You know, God gave you these herbs. And he didn't give them to just a certain group of people that regulate them. No, he did not. See? So stand your ground and learn how to do the natural solutions to everyday problems, because that's what they are. All righty. We got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about blood vessels. Vasodilator, natural ones. That's right. Blood vessels, they need to be dilated so you have blood flow. When they don't dilate the way they should, you don't have blood flow. A lot of pharmaceutical companies have made a bunch of vasodilator drugs. They cause a lot of side effects like headache, nausea, diarrhea, dizziness, chest pains, muscle and joint pain. If you've ever had cholesterol drugs, they do the same thing. So, but they also can cause adrenal tumors. They flush minerals out of your body. Now, I have actually seen this personally, Frank, from a family member who was taking cholesterol drugs. And they got all those aches they didn't like. And they were on the, I want to say less than a year, about 6 to 8 months they were on this drug. And then they had sleep apnea. And then they got high blood pressure. And see, what happens is these drugs flush mineral nutrition out of the system, and then one by one, these other functions start to fail. And then they put you on more drugs. So this one family member went from cholesterol drugs to hypertension drugs and a CPAP machine in a year's amount of time, right? When I look at that, I say, okay. Natural vasodilator, hawthorn berries. Natural blood pressure herbs, cayenne and garlic. And to get rid of the sleep apnea and the CPAP machine, black walnut balances the thyroid because it lost its iodine. So you can't sleep right and you can't breathe right when you sleep. That's the thyroid. So three herbs fix all that. In a skinny minute. And don't look back once you fix it. Don't look back. Don't go back to the vomit and to the drug therapy. Please don't do that. So you definitely want to do your homework on your drugs. We were mentioning in a previous episode that that Rogaine for hair loss was really a vasodilator drug. That they just happened to know in the human trials that people had better hair results. So they found that they could, it wasn't a great vasodilator drug. It wasn't performing as they had hoped. So they decided, well, let's just change the name and make it a hair loss treatment. But people eventually that were taking that drug had cardiovascular issues. So if you have a healthy heart and you take a vasodilating drug and you have a healthy cardio system and you take a drug like that, it's going to mess you up. Right? That's it. So don't think that it won't hurt you. Don't let a doctor tell you, well, it's not going to hurt you. If you don't need a vasodilator, it's not going to, it will. You know, you just don't want to poke the bear or tempt God, see. So let me give you an example. This was from an 18-year-old named Robbie who, when he was a senior in high school, started to see thinning hair, which freaked him out. He said, I became paranoid about hair loss, and I started using Rogaine. Now I'm 25, and I have very bad blood pressure problems. I find it strange that I used Rogaine, a powerful antihypertensive vasodilator, for 4 years, and now I have very bad blood pressure and heart rate problems. Well, Robbie, because those drugs take away a lot of minerals the cardio system has to have. And another thing they do with a lot of heart patients is they put them on low or no-fat diets, and they take them off all salt. Well, I have to admit, processed salt's not good. Sodium chloride's very harsh. It doesn't have any microminerals left in it, and it's bad for you. But real salt that's sun-dried has 84 microminerals that feed the cardiovascular system, keep arteries and blood vessels flexible and strong, cell walls strong so they don't collapse or bleed, balances fluids in the system. So real salt preserves you. Processed salt doesn't. So I just, the halls of science, we've gotten so far off the path to health, it's ridiculous. And simple things like mineral nutrition can set the ship aright, and it's shocking to people. All I had to do was get the right salt. It's almost like too simple for them. They don't want to believe. They want it technically and scientifically hard to fix before they believe it. See, I'm like, well, drinking the Kool-Aid will do that to you. You lose the ability to reason, have common sense. Really, you know, God didn't expect you to have a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. That's the world. That's their path. God's path is different, it's gentler, it's easier, and it's healthier for you. So pick that path, and you'll be amazed what you can do. Now, if you got multiple problems, my thinking is pick one problem and work on that one. Don't pick all of them at the same time. Work on one at a time, and then you can kind of wean off one medicine at a time, because that can be stressful on a body, trying to wean off everything at once. So take it easy, one step at a time. You'll get there. But we're obviously out of time again, but call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get their free product catalog. You'll be glad you did. The number's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Of course, you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com and get empowered. You can request the catalog off the website, too, if you'd like. Sign up for the newsletters if you have email, and get information each week, and it's absolutely free. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.